We got cross country coming up here tomorrow as they have a pretty good nucleus back this year. They will be at the Goodland Invitational, and we're just talking about it here, and it's always got to be the warm year or week of the year when the Goodland Invitational. It's just tradition. We got a couple of the top returners running from or returning from last year's team, and we'll start off with junior Brindley Stevens. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. And I was thinking, man, hard to believe you're a junior now, but you're one of the big veterans on the team here. And how's things been so far?
So far, so good. We had a good time trial a week ago. This week of practice has been a little rougher just because we're going after school. It's hotter. Mm-hmm. It's harder to run when it's so hot. But
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with the heats, what are some of the things that you have to do to maybe adjust to running the distance that you'll be running tomorrow?
I think this week coach has really encouraged us to just push through our workouts. Also, drinking a lot of water mm-hmm. during the day definitely helps. So just being hydrated, being ready to go tomorrow.
And it should be pretty exciting. And I know, are you on a faster pace for your time trials compared to last year?
I'm right there with my time from mm-hmm. last year. Last year, running with my time trial, I had Claire Hawkins running right with me, so I think that definitely helped push my time trial. So maybe tomorrow, if I have some competition, it'll help me improve my time.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good meet there tomorrow. What's the biggest thing you look forward to when you run at Goodland?
I just like the feeling of being done, mostly, because Goodland is a really hard course. I think it's probably the hardest one we go to in the beginning of the season.
So does that like encourage you to run a lot faster there then maybe than you probably normally would? No.
I don't know.
No, but should be a fun year. 7 girls and 17 boys on this year's team, and you're one of the veterans returning, and hopefully have a good run there tomorrow. Brindley, good luck to you coming up, and thanks again for joining me.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, junior Brindley Stevens joining us here, and we'll have another runner here. It's going to be Ivan Armendariz joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. And you're a junior as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. And how's the practices been and the lead up here to your first meet of the year tomorrow?
They've been rough. They've been hot. Mm-hmm. They've been hard. It's been very heavy, but I'm ready.
All right. But do you feel like that you're well prepared for this type of the heat and everything tomorrow?
I'd say so. I think it's been very hot this whole week, and we've been going hard. We've been pushing it. I think I'm well prepared for tomorrow.
So do you prefer running in the warmer weather than the cooler weather?
No? Definitely cooler.
All right. Well, it's your the third year. You're one of the veterans on the team here. And what's that position like here for you, being that you guys are very young in the upper half? What's it like being a junior, kind of being maybe one of the few that are being looked up to by the newcomers?
It's definitely weird, like definitely coming from like not being a leader at all to like being looked up to, like especially at, like how young, just being a junior. So I like find it like it's a big shoes to fill, and definitely something way more different.
All right, and as you take the course tomorrow and throughout the season, what are some of the maybe times or goals that you like to have as you work through the season?
I think for tomorrow, I think I'm just focusing on going under 18, but hopefully, like, towards end of the season, towards day, I can be, like, low 17 around there.
All right, awesome. Hopefully things work out well for you, and good luck tomorrow, and, you know, enjoy time there at Goodland.
Thank you.
All right, once again, junior Ivan Armendariz joining us here, and now we're joined here by third-year head coach, and Joey Meyer will coach. Here we are again, and, man, what a lead up here to the season.
Yeah, it's been a hot week, but with not having school, we got a lot of morning practices in the first 2 weeks, and we put in two hot days last week, and this week it's been all after school, and it's been a struggle for sure. We've been taking a lot of ice baths. That's for sure.
I bet those feel pretty good, though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
As you take a look at your preparation leading into this year and tomorrow as well at Goodland, I think just kind of looking at the boys, of course, with 17 runners, I believe on the boys' side, what I remember seeing initially, mm-hmm. there's a lot. There's only 7 spots on the varsity, and I would almost guess there's a lot of fighting and jostling for those top seven spots.
Yeah, yeah. We had the same problem last year. It seems like my all 3 years I've been here, that four through seven spots up to grabs every meet, and that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I mean, it stinks because you do have some good runners that aren't on varsity with would be varsity on a lot of their teams, but when they're all competing against each other, against other teams, it just it brings a competitive edge to them, that's for sure.
What have you maybe seen with this year's team maybe compared to years past?
Just with not having many leaders, it's been nice having some of the juniors step up. Brendan and Brinley and Ivan have really stepped up on that leader part. They're leading the team in stretches, vocal. If some kids are getting out of hand, they get after them. It's pretty cool to see some juniors step up to do that.
Absolutely. Well, once again, it is Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And I know your schedule kind of changes a little bit. It has changed a little bit, I think, from years past. Mm-hmm. Just some adjustments there, and it'll be kind of nice. I'm pretty sure Scott City will stay 3A.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, because this year I saw they changed their 3A is going to be back at Rimrock. That's got to be fun and be a part of that. But you start out tomorrow at Goodland, and I know it's going to be a pretty good test early season. You'll see quite a few league teams there.
Yeah, so going back, yeah, if we stay 3A, we are staying at Rimrock or going to Rimrock when we've had to go to Wamego the last 2 years. And I like Rimrock way better than Wamego, that's for sure. But, yes, for Goodland, we're training in this heat. You can train all you want, but still to go run in 95 heat and run 3 miles is pretty hard to do. So we push them to the limit, see what they can do, and we had them rest today and see what we got tomorrow. But, yes, Holcomb boys are looking pretty good, so it's kind of going to be good to see where they're at and where we're at the beginning of the season. They edged us at regionals last year, and we beat them all the way through the year until then, so we'll see where we're both at. They got a freshman kid that we thought was going to play football, and he ended up going cross-country, so I was hoping he'd go on the football side, but he didn't.
Yeah, no, that should be interesting, but yeah. But it's a good competition to, you know, push each other and two schools, you know, rivals and push each other. I think it's really good for the sport.
Yeah, yeah. My first year there was our GWAC wasn't really sticking around us much, and it all came easy. But last year we got some fight out of Holcomb on the boys and girls side, and so now we just know every time we see them that it's going to be a fight anyway.
All right, should be fun to start the season tomorrow up at Goodland, and Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Up.